This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Supreme Court has overturned affirmative action at colleges and universities, which has been in play for decades. CBS's Major Garrett says Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the conservative majority.
Quote, Harvard's and UNC's, meaning University of North Carolina's, admissions programs violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment.
President Biden says he strongly disagrees with the decision. He weighed in from the White House.
The dissent states in today's decision, quote, rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress, end of quote. I agree with that statement from the dissent.
The NAACP President Derek Johnson.
So this is a sad day for the future of this nation. Institutions of higher learners must do all that they can to ensure diversity in their spaces.
Opponents argue the practice unfairly strips white people of opportunities. Airports are still racking up delays today ahead of the holiday weekend.
I was flying from D.C. to Atlanta. First off, my flight got delayed, and then we boarded and everything and pushed off, and then we sat on the tarmac for like 2 hours.
United's having the most issues right now, canceling about 400 flights. Meantime, millions of Americans from the Midwest to the East Coast are breathing bad air. CBS's Jared Hill is in New York.
From Cleveland to Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Detroit.
It's just a cloud of smoke over the entire city.
So bad in Detroit Wednesday, the EPA warned everyone should stay indoors.
My eyes have been watering. My throat has been sore. I've been coughing.
And it'll get worse tomorrow. So will the heat wave in the South.
The intense and expansive heat will continue today. And remember, this temperature is taken in the shade, so in the direct sunlight, it will be 10 degrees hotter. And there's no escaping it. Even when the sun sets, our overnight lows are 5 to 10 degrees above average.
That's Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams. At least 13 people so far have died from heat-related injuries. Illnesses, rather. A new report sheds light on glaring disparities in the healthcare system. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Commonwealth Fund's 2023 scorecard on state health system performance ranked states based on health care access and affordability, reproductive health care access and outcomes, premature death rates, medical debt, and other factors. The top five states with the highest overall health system scores are Massachusetts, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
A team of Italian researchers has reached the edge of space. They are flying aboard Virgin Galactic's new rocket-powered plane that's set to start commercial tours in August. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Drought continues to expand in the state, now affecting over 81% of Wisconsin. That includes all of western Wisconsin, especially in the lower Wisconsin River Valley, where the area of severe drought has doubled in just 1 week. Forecasters say some relief may be on the way. Wisconsin's expected to have above normal precipitation over the next 6 to 10 days. A teenager is charged in the death of a child in La Crosse County earlier this month. A 16-year-old boy with initials KR is facing a first-degree intentional homicide charge after he told investigators he hit his niece, which caused her death on June 14th. By statute, the teenager is being charged as an adult, but the case could still move to juvenile court. He is being held at the La Crosse County Jail on a $250,000 cash bond. And a western Wisconsin city's growth means more wells. The city of Altoona is adding 2 new wells to bring its total to 9. Each well will cost about $1 million. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
What Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
The horn, like, too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now, we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alball. Along with Mr. Evan Preston this hour, our producer and engineer, it is Thursday, June 29th, 2023. Welcome back into hour number two on the big show. Thanks for sticking around. Appreciate you being here on a slightly smoky still day across most of Wisconsin. In case you missed it, the air advisory that was set to expire this afternoon has now been extended until noon tomorrow. Quite frankly, we keep saying people with asthma or breathing problems, you know, pretty much a good rule. Everybody should just not spend a whole lot of time outside if you can absolutely help it. But if you have to be outside for work or for whatever reason, break out those old KN95 or N95 masks that we were using during COVID. Some folks are still using. Put one of those on because there are a lot of air particles, heavier particles in the air when it's this kind of poor air quality that could get into the lungs, make your throat sore. Use caution. Air advisory is still in effect until noon tomorrow here on this 29th of June, 2023. Before we get into the subjects this hour, I promised you in this hour, start of it, Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. Here's the deal. If you have a crew, a cadre, a gaggle, a flock of folks coming to your home for the 4th of July holiday, and you say, man, I'm not sure if we got enough food for them. Well, here's an opportunity. We're just going to be a buy your own booze and brats. Take them down to the 4th of July Milwaukee Brewers game against the Chicago Cubs. I have six tickets, a party pack of six tickets. These are great seats, not just your average seat. I've sat in them. It is in the club level seating on the third base side. You can see right into the Brewers dugout, see all the players. Great sight lines at bat. See the entire field, see the scoreboard out in center field. Great seats, club level seats. I have six tickets for the July 4th. That's next Tuesday. July 4th game. This is great. It's not even a late game. First pitch, 3:10. And it's against our arch nemesis, our arch rivals, the hated, the dreaded Chicago Cubs. And I was going to make it a 4th of July Independence Day question, but we have late breaking Milwaukee Brewer news. So here it is. If you can answer this question, the first caller to answer this question gets six tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game next week, July 4th, 3:10 against the Chicago Cubs. You cannot have won in the last 30 days, and you have to have a smartphone in order to download the tickets because everything is electronic now. Not our rules. That's the Brewers. Have to pay for your own parking, own food. These are for six tickets only, but six great club-level tickets to Milwaukee Brewers on Friday. Here's the trivia question. What Milwaukee Brewer, who was sent down to AAA Nashville recently, has just been recalled and is going to be back in Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll put you on the phone in order of calls received. First caller with the right answer is a winner. So just give us a call. Which Milwaukee Brewer, who was sent down to AAA Nashville not too long ago, this afternoon, this Milwaukee Brewer who was in Nashville has been recalled back up to the big leagues as it can be playing for the Brewers? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The first caller with the correct answer will win six tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game on July 4th. Great seats, club-level seats. And remember, you can listen to the Brewers all season long on our two flagship stations for Milwaukee Brewers baseball here at Civic Media, first in Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin, my hometown, WRCE News from the Center on AM 1450 and FM 107.7. And also over in Oshkosh, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, the Big 1100 on the AM side and 98.3 on the FM side. Wisconsin's Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center all season long. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Which Milwaukee Brewer, who's been in Nashville, has been recalled to the big leagues as of this afternoon? Go to the phones now. Oscar in Madison. Oscar, go ahead. What say you?
Conan Broxton.
Say again?
Corino Broxton.
I'm sorry, that is not correct. Great answer. Keep trying. Give us a call back. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Which Milwaukee Brewer, who was recently sent down to the minors, has been recalled as of about 10 minutes ago and is going to be playing now once again for the Milwaukee Brewers? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. Bob, one second. Bob, where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Todd. I'm calling from Sauk City.
Oh, very good. Thanks for listening out there in Sauk City. What say you?
Well, I wanted to tell you my story about going to UWRC.
Oh, great. Well, hang on to the phones here. We'll get your call in a minute. Stay with us on the Brewers Trivia. This is the Todd Hallbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks. A $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just,
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tallable show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always glad to have you along. It is now 1:15 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Evan Preston on the board. Evan, I've got myself in a predicament now. This is a predicament I have to get myself out of here. So here's the deal. I was looking at my Twitter account, and so the trivia question is, which Milwaukee Brewer who was sent down to Nashville has been recalled by the Milwaukee Brewers this afternoon? And it's going to be playing for the Brewers now. And Oscar called in and had a name. It was not the name on the official Milwaukee Brewers site that just came out like 10 minutes ago. I thought, oh, I'd be very timely about this. And I now look on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There was another player that was added to the roster last night in advance of the game last night. And that was Thomas Pannone. So now I got myself in a predicament. So here's what we're going to do. Oscar, if you're listening, Oscar, call back in just a second after the line's clear. Evan will take your name, your telephone number, your email, and I'm going to work with Luke. We will get you some tickets somehow because that technically was correct. It might not be for the July 4th game, but somehow we'll make it right with you. So, Oscar, if you're listening, call back in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. But wait for a second. We're going to go with the original answer I had. So let's go to the phones. I believe Mickey and Kenosha, right? Evan, I think that was Mickey and Kenosha was next. Is it Mickey or Mikey? I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is it Mickey or Mikey?
It's Mickey.
Mickey. All right, Mickey. So there are actually two answers, but I was looking for the person who was called up today by the Milwaukee Brewers who was in Nashville. Do you have that answer for us?
Bryce Turing.
You're absolutely correct. Do you have five other friends or family members that go with you on July 4th?
I sure do, and it looks like Thomas Pannone, the Brewers selected the contract for him. He was not recalled as the question.
Got it. I know where the other person got it from, because now I'm looking at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline. It says Brewers option Peter whatever his name, to Nashville. Peter, I can't even say the guy's name. And then call up Thomas Pannone. So literally the headline says call up. So again, Oscar, if you're listening, wait till the line's clear. You can call back in. We'll get you some tickets. But Mickey, you have won the game. You have won the six-pack for the July 4th holiday. First pitch, 3:10 against the Cubbies. Stay on the line. Hold, please. Evan will take care of you. Oh, by the way, Mickey, where are you listening to us? How are you listening to us? Over the air or on the app? Hello, Mickey. Go ahead. Sorry about that. How are you listening to us, Mickey? Are you there, Mickey? I was just curious. Are you listening over the air or on the app?
I'm listening over the air right now. I'm in a van, so
right.
Parked by the lake.
Cool. Very good. We appreciate you on WAUK, the Shaw down there. Or no, you're in Kenosha probably.
Pardon?
You're probably listening.
Yeah, I'm in Kenosha. I was taking a lunch break.
Oh, that's fantastic! Our brand new station down there. Well, we absolutely appreciate you listening in Kenosha. It's a great station down there, WRJN. We appreciate that. So hold now. Evan will take your call off the air or your information. We'll get you those tickets for July 4th. Congratulations and thanks for listening. All right, very good. That is Mickey in Kenosha. We appreciate him listening. And again, so the tickets have been won. And if you're calling the ticket, sorry, those have been won by Mickey in Kenosha. And as soon as we have a clear line, Oscar, give us a call back. We will get you tickets somehow, some way, not for maybe July 4th, but some other games. So give us a call back, 844-967-2789. Oscar, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's go to, if we can, Evan, if we have time, go to Bob, who was calling in from Sauk City earlier. Bob, we had to get that trivia out of the way. Appreciate you holding your Brewers trivia there. You wanted to weigh in on this experience at UW-Richland, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So the State Senate passed the budget last night. I won't call it the dead of night, but 10 o'clock isn't exactly, you know, earlier in the day. They passed the budget. It guts the UW system by $32 million. And the kicker is that Howard Markline, state senator from Southwest Wisconsin and Spring Green, and Tony Kurtz from Wazika, also representing UW-Richland, gave $0 for the transition to close down the campus of Richland Center, but gave over $3 million to UW-Washington over there on the eastern seaboard where all the money is. What say you, Bob?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, as you know, Markline is a snake. You just can't trust him with anything. And he was my representative for a short amount of time. If you might recall, he was in the state assembly from the 51st district before he ran for the Senate. So he was my rep for a short time there. But I was listening to the show on Monday afternoon. I was driving up to Baraboo. I was driving, so I couldn't call in then. But I heard, you know, how passionate you were about UWRC. And I just wanted to call and tell you my story because I graduated from high school. I graduated from Kickapoo High School in 1974.
That's great.
And my first year in college was at UWRC.
Let me interrupt you just for a second, because I grew up in Richland Center, but for people who don't know, Kickapoo School District is essentially Viola, great little municipality in far northwestern Richland County, right on the Vernon County line, so kind of halfway between Madison and La Crosse. Beautiful, unglaciated area, the Kickapoo School District, and Richland Center is just southeast of there. So go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of the same situation that I've heard from you. You know, my parents didn't have money for me to go to school, so I was able to do that by a combination of Pell Grants, and I did some work in the library there at UWRC. I made some money doing that. And I always thought it was a great school. I had a relative of mine. He went to UWRC for the first 2 years of his college, and you know, he enjoyed it there. And it's just such a shame to see it get shut down like this. And it's like you said, you know, it's not a failure of the people there. It's a failure of, you know, being able to get adequate support from higher ups, from, you know, off campus, like you had said before about the chancellor at UW-Platteville. And it's just such a shame to see such a great facility, you know, just be shuttered.
Bob, let me ask you this. If you had not had that option at UW-Richland in Richland Center, what might or how would your life have been different if you didn't have that option?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I'd been able to go to college. I was living in Reedstown at the time, and it allowed me to be able to commute back and forth. And then the reason why I only went 1 year is my dad was working – was actually commuting to Viroqua, and if he wanted to maintain the same job, he was going to have to commute to La Crosse. So we ended up moving to La Crosse, and then I went to UW La Crosse after that, but I was living at home at the time, so I was, you know, able to save money that way.
Right. I love this story, and I appreciate you calling in and holding so you can share this with everyone, because, you know, you and I are from Southwest Wisconsin, but your story can be retold by people in Barron County, in Marinette, in Sheboygan, in the Fox Valley, in Waukesha, at UW Rock, at UW Barron, all over the entire state, the UW system, these instances where kids like us from rural Wisconsin would not have had the opportunity to pursue higher education had it not been for the two-year colleges.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I don't understand why people like Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, who represent the rural areas of Wisconsin, can't, you know, I was in the room when State Representative Kurtz, you know, almost crying crocodile tears. He said, you know, you guys say that, you know, I have all this power. I just don't have this power. And he said that to the people, and they believed it. And then he goes back to the Joint Finance Committee here in Madison, and it's called a 999, a 999. It's basically an old, and Pat Kreitlow was talking about this in the Pat Kreitlow Show. He's a former state senator talking about, you know, he was on Joint Finance, I believe. And they don't advertise this. And apparently they don't even call it that anymore because they don't want the public to know what happened. The last motion of the Joint Finance Committee is a potpourri. Anybody could try to get anything in. And I have witnesses that were with me that night in Richland Center. I said, Tony, come on, shoot your shot. I said, do the 999. Put some money in for Richland. Oh, he looked at me like, how did you know that, first of all? And then he goes, I just don't think we can do that. That's exactly what they did, a 999 motion, and got Washington $3 million, and Richland Center and Richland campus got zero, Bob. Bob, you're
still... Go ahead. Maybe you were at this meeting, too. You know, I was at one of those meetings at UWRC where they're talking about, you know, closing it. You know, Mark Klein was there and Kurtz was there.
Yep.
And State Senator Dale Schultz was one of the people who spoke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I don't think anybody's ever seen him so angry as when he was there at that meeting that day. I mean, he was literally shaking when he was talking to those two. I mean, it was just an incredible sight to see.
Well, he's my former boss, and I appreciate you saying that. Dale's a great guy, and whether you agree with everything Dale did or not, just like Tommy Thompson, he was a product. Both his wife and his two kids are graduates of UW-Madison, and he mm-hmm. believes in it. And he fought mm-hmm. for that every chance he got in every position he had in the Wisconsin State Senate and the Assembly before that.
Yeah, and what's a mystery to me is why people continue voting for the people like Kurtz and Markline. I just don't understand it.
Well, and I think that's why we're here. That's why you calling in and sharing this story is so important, because we have to, because people in the rural parts of the state, Richland County, not the exception, are great people. And they say, well, this person is elected. I'm going to believe them because, you know, a person, a state senator from rural Wisconsin, isn't going to lie to me. They're my neighbor. And it turns out, no. People like Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz are bought off by big business and big PACs and Republican Party in Madison. And they're not friendly to Richland County. And if this doesn't prove it, I don't know what did. They stiffed their own constituents while giving $3 million to Washington.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Bob,
yeah.
Your story is important. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
Yep. My pleasure. When we come back, we're going to actually, we'll do it right now. Oscar, I believe our earlier caller is on the line. Oscar, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling back. I kind of messed up because you were more than partially correct. So Thomas Pannone was in fact called up yesterday on a waiver, but it wasn't the question or the answer, but I could see how you got that because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline literally says called up. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to stay on the line. If you haven't already, Evan's going to get your telephone number and your email off the line. And I can't promise you 6 tickets, and I can't promise you it's going to be for the 4th of July, but we'll make sure you get some Brewers tickets here very soon, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling. Really, really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, okay? Stay on the line now. Evan will take your information. All right, making things right. See, pursue the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. We do the very best we can. When we mess up a little bit, we try to make it right. Stay with us now. We're going to come back, take more of your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. What do you think about the state budget last night as it pertains to UW-Richland, the UW system, or anything else? Taking your phone calls, back with more. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Special Report. The Supreme Court has overturned affirmative action at colleges and universities. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Ending affirmative action tends to dramatically decrease the number of Black and Hispanic students in certain colleges and universities.
President Biden slammed the ruling.
I believe our colleges are stronger when they're racially diverse. Our nation is stronger because we are tapping into the full range of talent in this nation.
And now one of the schools at the center of this decision is responding. CBS's Jim Krasula.
In a written statement, Harvard University says it will comply with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down affirmative action in college admissions. Top administrators of the 386-year-old Ivy League school issued a letter to the Harvard community that was essentially a reprimand to the high court.
The University of North Carolina was the other school accused of violating the Constitution's 14th Amendment. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Despite a bit of rain in the past week, drought continues to expand in Wisconsin, affecting the growing season for corn, soybeans, strawberries, and other crops. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Drought continues to expand in Wisconsin despite some recent rainfall. Stream flows in the upper Midwest have fallen to below the 10th percentile, and soil moisture evaporation has accelerated due to dry conditions over the past 2 months. Severe drought has now spread to nearly one-sixth of the state, doubling in the southwest Wisconsin area in just 1 week, prompting historical impacts such as lower crop yields, much higher use of groundwater for irrigation, and slower pasture growth. The USDA said currently 70% of the nation's corn growing area is also in a drought. However, above average temperatures and above normal precipitation is expected for Wisconsin over the next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Severe drought has doubled in southwestern Wisconsin, where most of the state's corn is grown. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer engineer for this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. Always glad to have you along, Mr. Preston. How was your drive? A little smoky out there yet?
A little smoky, feeling a little froggy today. I feel it. Stay inside, folks.
Yeah, the back of my throat a little bit. So yeah, if you can, try to stay inside. But again, if you can't, wear a mask if at all possible. 844-967-2789. We'd love to have your calls weigh in as we talk about this state budget that was passed last night by the Wisconsin State Senate. Not a great budget, in my opinion. What is your opinion? We're going to go through a couple of things here. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. And again, the really weird part was this vote late in the evening where Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, the Republican, put forward this vote, which essentially, for all intent and purposes, to boil it down, pulled the nominee of the administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission, Megan Wolf. And according to Lemieux, Majority Leader Lemieux, he thinks he has legal grounds to essentially pull this away from the committee and bring it to the floor of the state Senate for a vote so that he can vote it down. Of course, when Republicans had a Walker appointee at the DNR board, Fred Prine, or Pren, they thought it was great he stayed on. Thought it was great. Serve as long as you want, even though your term has expired. But when the same thing applied to someone they didn't like, they wanted to get rid of Republicans in Megan Wolf and the Election Commission, they found this, what they think is, creative loophole in order to pull Megan Wolf's nomination to the Senate floor so they could defeat her. And my summation is, they did this as quick as they can, anticipating a lawsuit, and hopefully it will go to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court immediately. Probably come down, as last hour Luke Mathers pointed out, probably come down to Brian Hagedorn, Justice Brian Hagedorn, probably be the decider. Because Republicans know once August comes and Janet Protasiewicz is on the court, it's not going to happen. And this is a usurping of authority, and it's an attack on democracy and election laws. And it's not just in Wisconsin. Have a case in Arizona. We're going to do that in just a second. First of all, we'll go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go to Rio, beautiful municipality of Rio, and Chico in Rio. I love that. How are you doing, Chico?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good.
I just wanted to comment on the budget. I can't believe that people continue to vote against their pocketbooks. When I saw the amount of the tax break in the different categories, I just about choked when I saw what the people that made lots and lots of money were getting compared to everybody else.
Right.
And yet they continue to win elections. It's just mind-boggling to me that that happens.
I agree. You're talking about our colleague Pat Kreitlow from Up North News every morning 6 until 8 on Civic Media pointing this out first. Francesca Hong, state representative from Madison, put this out. Fantastic. Shows that a lot of folks, under whatever, 40, 45,000, your tax cut's going to be less than $15. That's all it is.
Well, and that's right about where I'm at. Right? I'm not desperate for money. I'm not desperate for money at all, but to me, that's an insult to me.
Exactly.
You know, compared to what they're getting.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Here's a few crumbs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chico. There are a lot of folks where you and I are at. Believe me.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of Wisconsinites are, you know, in that, category for paycheck. And we ain't going to see a whole lot. You know, that's for sure.
You know, I give humanity a credit for some kind of intelligence. And if that's true, I just can't understand why they keep voting against their pocketbooks and what's economically more sound for them, among other issues. I mean, but that's just one issue in itself. But that, you know, it's like giving us little breadcrumbs again.
Well, you live in a beautiful part of Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin down here, the kind of the driftless area in Rio. And do you think where you're from, in a rural community like Rio, do you think that part of it is that folks just don't hear enough of the truth, that they don't get the reality in whatever media they're watching?
Well, there's people that only watch one, you know, and they don't, then that's it, you know, and they'll say that the press is all, you know, it's all one sided, but I know, I just say, you mean NBC, ABC, CBS, BBC, TV, you know, all the writers and everything else, they're all in cahoots, in other words, right?
Right.
You know, no, that I have a sister that is a very staunch Republican, and we just don't talk politics anymore because it has caused a rift in the family, and we just agreed to disagree and let it go at that. So, you know, it's just everything about that just makes me sick. And then that 999 backdoor trick that they pulled. What? I mean, and I was just listening to the section on the Richmond Center campus, and I went to La Crosse, and I there wasn't a branch campus really near me to go to anyway, and I had a great time there. But I have nothing but positive things to say about the branch campuses, because, like what was pointed out, is that that gives people an opportunity to go to college and graduate, but not have to spend a great deal of out of their pocketbooks for a year or two. And another thing, it's a trying grounds. You know, people found out in those schools that, well, college isn't for me. You know, I'm going to go get some kind of a technical degree.
Right.
So,
I mean, Chico, I really appreciate you calling so much, because and it's great that you and Bob and others have called in, because, I mean, we didn't plan any of this. It's just all organic. And this, to me, is the tragedy, right, that President Jay Rothman, he's almost a year now on the job, he never went to Richland Center, never talked to the local community, never talked to people like you, Chico, to find the value of education in the UW system. And that's the real tragedy here, is that Rothman never came out here and just closed these campuses unilaterally. And Chico, don't you think that if he just listened to stories like you, that the common person, the average person, would understand? Because it's not all a bunch of, you know, it's not just liberals that go to college campuses. It's people from rural parts of the state that are moderate or independent.
It's one of those issues that we disagree on. And to me, it's not a gray issue at all. It's black and white. It's good. It's bad.
I mean,
it doesn't make any sense if you don't have an educated populace. You know, it's nothing but downhill after that.
To your point, it's a proving ground, because when I went to Richland and Platteville, I encountered professors or other students that I didn't necessarily agree with, and sometimes in class discussions and kind of get my dander up. But you know what it did? It reinforced the core things I do believe in, but it also opened my mind up to understand other folks, and then it made me a better person because of it. Was that your experience at La Crosse?
Right. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's more than book learning, that's for sure.
100%.
You're a young adult at that point in time, and a lot of the way you're going to turn out is being shaped at that time in your life and very soon thereafter. So, yeah, college was a great experience for me, and I had opportunities to go to. I grew up in Chippewa Falls, and I had opportunities to go to UW Eau Claire as well as UW La Crosse, but. I think it's not that I wanted to really get away from my parents that much, but I just wanted to go out and see if I could do something by myself. And it proved to be a good decision, because UW La Crosse was, at that point in time, was the only university that offered a minor in computer science.
Wow.
And I was very interested in that. So that turned the tide for UWL. So both of them are good campuses. I've taken graduate classes at Eau Claire, and it's a beautiful campus at Eau Claire, too. I mean, our whole system, if you go through any of the campuses, you know, they're great places of learning.
Yeah, they really are. Well, Chico, I can't thank you enough for listening and calling in. Thank you so much, Chico. Have a great day down there in Rio. Really appreciate it. Chico and Rio, if you'd like to be like Chico, great name, by the way. Great TV show. Was it the 70s, early 80s? Chico and the Man. Love that show. It was a great show. Chico and the Man. I have to dial up that theme song sometime. Anyway, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls as well. If you'd like to be like Chico and Rio. I love saying that. Chico and Rio. Chico, call in more often just so I can say that. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Give us just a second here. We'll get the phones to you as they are ringing now, but we'll get to you in just one moment. So keep calling in. We'd love to hear from you. This is fantastic. And I didn't plan any of this. My thought this hour was to continue on to talk about, you know, something else that's really important. That's election, you know, preserving good elections in this country, in this state. But you understand how powerful the UW system is, the Wisconsin idea? Are you getting a sense now of why Tommy Thompson, a four-time elected governor of the state, would go all over talking about the Wisconsin idea, preserving the Wisconsin idea? Are you getting a sense now why Tommy Thompson did that, Jay Rothman? All you folks up there on the 17th floor of Van Nuys, Howard Markline, Tony Kurtz, All you folks on the Joint Finance Committee and the Republican side, are you starting to understand what the system means? Because it's not the libs, all right? It's people who, like Sid Cook, who did the Master Cheesemaker class at Carr Valley. It's people that took an ag short class at UW-Madison, went back to take over the family farm. It's teachers. It's scientists. It's doctors. It is Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones here in Madison on WMDX Radio, Mad Radio 92.7. Daphne, welcome to the show. What say you?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
I am doing well.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so let's see. I was born outside the country, so I'm going to give you the view of somebody that comes from outside, from not a third world country, because Argentina was the richest country in the world in 1900.
Sure.
But from a country that has its problems with its public education and its universities, yes? The universities are free, yes, it is a plus. But they are, you know, you have to be very careful and take a bucket with you, because probably there's going to be a rain and you're going to have a leak somewhere near your desk, number one. Number two, you know, when you are talking about a system like UW, let's go there.
Sure.
And you're talking about hospitals. You're talking about a whole infrastructure that contains inside of a town. And you obviously see blocks and blocks of it. You cannot say that it's nothing that, you know, that nobody should take care of or nobody should pay attention to.
Right.
First of all, there's a lot of jobs that are involved into the particular UW system. Like you said, doctors, teachers, students that come from outside the country to study, and they gave us more dollars than the people that live here. So, you know, the city of Madison, because I lived in the four areas of the United States, I live in the four corners of the United States. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The streets are wonderful. Everything is wonderful because we have this infrastructure that brings a lot of people from outside the country, too. So, you know, nobody can say, hey, we don't give a damn for the UW system, or we don't want to put money in there, because that's obviously a fallacy.
Yeah.
You should. Why are they cutting special ed education for people? I don't understand. There's another thing, issues with the school vouchers. Like I was hearing the other day on another show. Hey, you know, you have school vouchers, yes, but then the special education, what's happened with those vouchers? They don't apply to special education either? And what about inclusion? You know,
you're
a manipulator.
Go ahead.
We're going to think about inclusion of something else other than integration, you get?
Yeah.
So maybe, perhaps, the Speaker of the House of Oz is right in many issues, but is wrong also in the phenomenal issue of integrating people to a community.
Daphne, I love your call. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm up against a break, so we got to go to break. Thank you so much, Daphne and Madison. We'll come back and address those points in a minute. This is the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
Got a horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:50. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. Don't want to miss it. Takes all callers right from the start of the show. Remember, if you're not woke, if you don't know history, Matt Flynn Direct right after the news at 3 o'clock. Our good friend, great person. He's going to have the legal take on today's Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action, I am sure. Then at 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. Never personal, only politics. Just the Devil's Advocates, not just, but the fantastic Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. At 6 o'clock, then Maggie Dawn Show. Great program. At 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with a tape-delayed version of Native Roots Radio. Talking about the state budget passed last night. And I keep trying to go to election. We'll have to maybe save that till tomorrow. And what keeps coming back that people organically are just calling in about is the UW system. And these ridiculous cuts, $32 million cut to the UW system. And people are calling in organically, telling us from La Crosse to Eau Claire to Rio, Madison, Daphne Point. Daphne's Point right before the break here in Madison, originally from Venezuela. Saying she gets it. The value, and she hit on a great point, the economic engine, not just of UW-Madison, and yes, it helps provide great jobs here in Madison, a great vital economic engine, but this is repeated in every town and municipality across the state of Wisconsin that has a UW institution. From small places like Richland Center of 5,000 people, Barron County, Rice Lake, Merrill, Sheboygan, all these places, UW system is vital to the economic engine. And Robin Voss and Devin Lemahue, Tony Kurtz, Howard Markline. I don't mean to be rude about this, but they gave a political middle finger to the UW system. They did. And the funny part is, after going to Richland Center and saying they couldn't find any money for UW Richland, the co-chair of the Joint Finance, by the way, along with Tony Kurtz, in a 999 secret motion at the end of the session, Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz put in over $3 million for UW-Waukesha, or for UW-Washington, rather. A nice, rich suburb, West Bend of Milwaukee. Lots of Republican donors up there. I mean, that wouldn't have anything to do with it, right? Let's go back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. One of my favorite callers, because I love to say it, Jack from Merrimack. Welcome to the show. What say you? Hello, Jack. Are you there?
Yes,
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you for a second. Go ahead, Jack. What say you?
Well, first thing I'm going to say is that the hateful conceit of our legislators is just amazing to me. These guys are so gerrymandered in place, and they're so used to there being no consequences of their actions that they're willing to do anything. They'll try to destroy the public school.
Jack, are you in a good? I might be driving. Your cell phone's cutting it out there, Jack. Are you still there with us?
I'm having a bit of trouble off and on here.
Yeah, sorry, that might be the cell phone signal or whatever. I think we got you now. Last thing we heard is just they're cutting schools and go ahead.
Okay.
Jack, if you can get a better place, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if you're driving or just in a bad spot, but maybe it's the smoke in the air. But Jack, have a little bit of trouble hearing you, my friend. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you get in a better place in the next couple of minutes, call us back. All right, Jack and Merrimack, thank you so much. If you want to call in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jack makes a great point, is that this is just... how people can, how these guys continue to get elected because of gerrymandering. And they don't think they're going to have any consequences. Jack's 100% right. The difference is when Janet Protasiewicz gets onto the Supreme Court in August, there's going to be a lawsuit on these gerrymandered districts. And things could be dramatically different. And that is why Republicans made the power grab last night to replace Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission, because they're trying to take control of the way we oversee elections in this state. Make no mistake about it. Jack is absolutely right. They're trying to usurp control so they don't get these gerrymandered districts. And Jack, I believe, is back. Let's try it one more time. Jack, hopefully you're in a better spot. Go ahead, Jack. Are you there, Jack? Hello? Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack. Da 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 da. Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack. I'm sorry. I used to be a doo-wop singer back in the 1960s. No, I'm not that old. I was born in 69. Wouldn't it have been great though if I was like a 18-month-old or an 8-month-old doo-wop singer? My parents could have made a lot of money on me. Anyway, that's the point. Jack, if you can get in a better spot tomorrow, give us a call back. I'm going to finish on this. This is not just in Wisconsin. This is a letter from an election worker down in Arizona yesterday. She wrote this, quote, Leo, apparently a county board person. Leo, with no regrets, I quit. When you no longer respect those you work for, it's time to leave. I have watched you idly stand by while I was attacked. I cannot work for an individual who does not support me. The environment fostered by your board and of supervisors is toxic. Is toxic. I believe the elections department should not be politicized. You relegate impartiality, common sense, and dedicated work to irrational, extremist political party views and rhetoric. It is a far reach to see how you will deliver clean elections when you bend to a faction of the Republican Party. Clearly, politics are the value of this administration, desires in a place where politics have no place. Elections administration. In my career, I have never been subject to the ridicule, disrespect, intimidation, and attacks on my reputation and ethics that I have endured in these past months. Signed, really, not respectfully. I believe it's Karina Dahl. Geraldine Dahl. That's in Arizona, by the way. But this is the point I'm making. This is the next play in the Republican book. Take it from a former Republican. Their plan is to start intimidating, well, they've already started, to continue to intimidate election workers, poll workers, get rid of them, replace them with people who believe in Trumpism. We cannot let that happen. We have to stay true to democracy. We have to keep holding Republicans like Howard Markland and Tony Kurtz and Devin Lemahieu and Robin Voss responsible so that democracy can thrive. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, including free and fair elections in Wisconsin, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Matt Flynn is next. This is Todd Allbaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Banging on you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.